It's Monday, September 8th, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 977, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a managed WordPress site for just a dollar a month for 12 months and get a free domain, or pick up a domain name for just $1.99. All my specials can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots to talk about and some announcements as well. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in.
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There's no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to today's show. Got a great show lined up for you. And for all of you that are part of the Ohana, longtime listeners of the show, and any of you that are brand new, thanks for coming over to the website and checking us out, and or actually subscribing to iTunes or however you may have found us. We do appreciate your support and glad that that you're on board with us tonight. I've got a lot to talk about, and a couple of big things are happening here. We'll get into that obviously in a few minutes. But if you're brand new to the show, what I want you to do is I want you to take some time and get hooked up so that you can really easily get subscribed to the show. Come over to our newly designed Geek News Central website, and you're going to find right there in big black and white on the first column of the website how to get subscribed via iTunes. There's a podcast, actually an RSS feed with a headset on it. That's where you can use it if you're an Android user to subscribe to the show via that RSS feed. Again, if you have an Android podcasting app, by clicking on the headset, many times what that'll do is it'll do a little pop-up in the actual Android mobile device, and it'll say, how do you want to open this? And it'll tell you to pick the podcasting app that you have, just select that and subscribe within the app itself. And that'll get you on the road to being part of the show, you know, for a long time. We want you also to be on our newsletter, and you'll find a link on geekandcentral.com to do that. So definitely take some time, get signed up for the newsletter. Our newsletter really is going to contain everything that I'm going to talk about during tonight's show. It's going to be emailed. All the links, they're going to be emailed to you immediately following the show. It's not a chit-chat mailing list. It's just a one-way email blast. But you can reach out to me really at any time. It's very, very easy to do on Twitter, at Geek News. Of course, you can email me here directly, geeknews@gmail.com as well. And of course, all the social media stuff is linked right there on the main page of the website. And you folks that are actually part of the Ohana and that are on the newsletter are going to notice a little change to the newsletter tonight. Fresh website, change to the show notes. And largely because we've tried to invoke as much stuff as we can to engage you guys right on the website itself, whether you come in via a mobile device or if you come in just on your normal web browser. The site does have responsive design. And there's a few little tweaks that have to be made on it yet because the header image seems to be getting in the way of the banner. But other than that, the site has all the responsive enough to squeeze down no matter what device you're on to come in. I actually heard someone email me with a version of Internet Explorer that's like four versions ago said, Todd is having a little trouble with the website. Upgrade your browser if you can. And I apologize. I've tried to make things as backward as compatible as I can, but I dev this. So I'm not a dev. And we're going to live with this design for a while. And, you know, what's nice about it is I can be flexible and can change it up, which is cool. So that's going to be one thing. Of course, those of you that are on the live event tonight, you're on our new live page. That has completely changed. If you come to the website, you're going to see a YouTube live graphic right on the website. That's going to take you to the brand new live website, which is all we did was we did a little trick. And in WordPress multi-site, it's really cool. You can set up subdomains. So I just set up live.geeknewscentral.com. We kind of got rid of that old page that served us for so many years. And basically, all it is a single-page WordPress site. And it's pretty crazy that you'd have a single page site, but with multi-site, it just kind of makes it easy to roll those types of things out. You're also going to see some new things on the main website at geeknewscentral.com that I thought I would point out tonight. Went through and updated my gear recommendations. And many people ask me all the time, what kind of gear should I buy if I want to be a podcaster? All these are affiliate links that lead back to B&H. It's a company that I use on a regular basis to buy products from. And we've got it kind of broke down into a pro USB core kit, a starter podcast kit. We got a pro podcast kit. And even more special is we have this podcast consultant kit minus markup. And if you were to buy this particular kit from one of the podcast consultants out there, this would cost you about $1,600 to buy that entire stack of stuff. And I think the retail price on it is like $1,295. So you can buy it minus the markup and you still help me because I get a small commission on the sale. But there's no markup. That's what you're going to find when you go to the website directly without coming to these links. This is the type of stuff you're going to find. But anyway, that site, that page has been updated. And a few pages are now missing or gone from the website. And as you come on, we've kind of cleaned that up a little bit. And I like the new look and everything else. But I think more importantly, one thing that we want to do here before we get too far in today's show is don't forget that you can subscribe to the show and basically, you can watch us on the Tech Podcast channel, on the Roku, on the Boxy, on Google TV. You can kick back and watch the show if you want, or you just come over to the website. And again, you can come immediately to the live page now. And between episodes, what will happen is the live page is always going to have the last episode, and that's just going to be a YouTube embed. So if you get in a hurry and you want to watch the show right away on the website, you can just come right over and boom and click the play button on the live site. And again, that last episode that we recorded will be live on there. So that's some of the kind of the changes that's happened to the website here. But talk a little bit more about some other stuff here in just a second. But going, of course, take a few minutes and talk about our good friends over at GoDaddy. You know, GoDaddy has been here through thick and thin. And we have been strong supporters of GoDaddy products for many, many years. They've been here with 9+ years, bringing great deals to all of you. And all you have to do to get one of these great deals from GoDaddy, it's still right there prominently on the website. Just go on there and click on the podcast offer link. And whoops, I actually brought up the wrong... That wasn't smart. So let's try this again. There we go. Brings up the page with all the promo codes, and they're actually huge now. You can read them. And, of course, the links are there. The 32% off code, GO32OFF1. The 25% off code that you can use with new top-level domains as well, GO25OFF5. We've got the $99.coms. Of course, we got the $1 a month WordPress hosting with a free domain. That's if you buy... 12 months worth of hosting. We've got a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. Again, all these great deals. And I think we've got about 6 days before they're going to change it up. I was told that the deals are going to change on around the 14th. Now, they're doing some bundle deals. I don't know exactly what they're going to bring to market to me and what they're going to give to me to promote. But we've been running on these same promotions for a while. Now, I got the August results. And again, I want to thank all of you, and they included all my hosting totals, but they didn't include the domain totals. So I sent an email back and said, hey, how many was it on the domain side? But I want to thank all of you for stepping up. A lot of hosting customers this month. So really, we met goal. That was the main thing. I do want to appreciate, again, all your support and supporting our sponsor here at GoDaddy. They keep the lights on, keep my family fed, keep my car on the road. All that stuff is important, and really, they are the mainstay of this show, and so I can't say enough about good things about what GoDaddy's done for this show, and we hope that you love their products and services as much as I do. So let's just take a few minutes here, and I do want to just walk you guys through just a couple things that And again, thanks GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. And again, geeknesscenter.com/GoDaddy. But let's switch up here. And I just want to talk a few seconds about, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, this new website has been coming a long, long time. And formulating in my head how I wanted to transition the shows that were on the network, the goals of where we're going to go forward from here. And we're about 90% there. We have to make a decision on Robot Underpants, whether or not he wants to go to his own dedicated site or stay directly on Geek News Central. But all the other shows have been migrated. The Gadget Professor was the biggest challenge because he had 170 episodes. We wanted to make sure that he didn't lose SEO and doing the mapping. But today, the Gadget Professor is on its own website. And it was really, with this new theming system, he was able to put some blue in there to match some of the Gadget Professor the colors. We're going to be doing some new implementations of banners and stuff as well. I don't know if I'm 100% happy with that color, with what Don's put together, but you definitely know you're on the Gadget Professor site when you go there. But it's the same basic layout. All the shows on the network, whether it be the new media show, Robot Underpants, or Elder Divide, when you come over to the website, it's all going to be the same experience. You're going to know where to find stuff on the website from a navigation standpoint, and I think that's going to help all of you do some subscribing. Now, those of you that are listening, we want you to come over to Geek News Central and kind of tool around the site. But the biggest thing, then I kind of hinted at it on the last show and talked about a little bit, but we want to welcome Jamie Davis from Health Tech Weekly. Jamie has now officially, as of today, we flipped their website over. He is now basically under the umbrella of the Geek News Central family. And I'm really excited about having Jamie on board. Jamie and I have worked together a number of years at Consumer Electronics Show. He's covering, obviously, the health side. But when Jamie basically indicated to me that he wanted to come over to the family, Jamie's got some other shows already that are health-related, the PodMedic. And you'll find when you go on his website, you'll see Nursing Show, Medicast. So he has a link to some of his other shows, and of course the ProMed Network, which we partner with him from a business aspect. But I'm really excited to see him on board as part of one of our family shows and covering that aspect of tech, the health tech side. And we've had a couple of suggestions also from our hosts of the type of shows that we're looking for. I'm not going to get into that tonight because I'm kind of refining that plan. But definitely get over to htweekly.com. If you're not subscribed to Jamie's show, feel free to do so while you're over there and definitely check it out. But again, I think we got a great lineup here. It's kind of an even keel of shows. And again, we've got Robot Underpants, The Elder Divide for obviously the folks who are a little older. We've got The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the new media show, which is done by Rob and I, Health Tech Weekly, and of course this show, Geek News Central, along with my special media events. So lots of content here to consume, and we hope that you'll spend a lot of time on the website going through the content as well. That's what we've made it for. When I moved Jamie off his old website, it's like, whew, he was having some, I guess for a better word, hosting challenges. Now he's up on our server infrastructure, and I'm real happy with the speed of the site and everything else. But if you see anything glaring that we've missed, just definitely drop us an email here at the show, geeknews@gmail.com. So I want to talk about my experience. I'm going to have to show you folks. And again, this is going to be hard for the listeners to comprehend. You guys know I'm not a graphics guy at all, and I've been looking for some new looks, especially some new graphics art for this show, and I expect to have our designs kind of come in. And what I've done is I'm using Fiverr. Have you guys heard about Fiverr, Fiverr.com? This is pretty incredible, and I basically kind of went crazy this weekend, and I did 6 or 7 Fivers with a variety of different artists to come up with some graphics for us. And one of the projects I got back wasn't that great. But the other stuff so far I've been ecstatic with. One of the things that we did is I thought it would be cute on the new media show to have a kind of a placard announcement saying, hey, pay attention here. This is what's going on with the show. And I got this kind of this cool little, and it was something, you know, for $5, this guy threw this little graphic together and it makes people stop and look and say, what's this? And oh yeah, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, we can tune into that. That's cool. But the coolest thing came in about 30 minutes before the beginning of the show. And I really wish that all of you could see this, especially the folks that are listening. So maybe let's make sure I'm on the right. I got to load it here because I didn't, obviously I was not 100% prepared. Okay. No. Give me the new ones. Come on. Be nice. All right. So let me bring this up. So here are some graphics that this series of graphics cost me $5. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4 graphics cost me $5. And, you know, just a little different look between the two. And I've sent this over to Don and said, which one do you like? And we're going to hopefully be able to use one of these as new album art. $5. $5, folks. And then I'm not kidding you. For those of you that are listening, you're going to be shocked. Now, maybe you're not. So I could have, you know, but I couldn't do this. So this was very, very, very cool for a fiver. And again, $5, that's what it got me, you know. It's just four cool graphics. I can't do it myself that cheap. I can't pay, you know, and I don't know who the guy is that did this. It's some, you know, this he's advertising it as podcast album art. And I was like, oh, whoa. So if you're looking for some graphic works, and again, it's $5 and you can kind of go play with it and play with the different folks. I got all kinds of different offers. I'm having a guy put together a chalkboard demo thing. It's one of those things where you see a guy drawn on a vat board and it's got a storyline behind it. We need something for Raw Voice. It's like a 10 or 15 second deal that describes something that is part of our product offering. So I threw this together in like 30 minutes and sent it to this guy. And $5, he's going to create one. Now, like, wow. So anyway, that has been kind of something I've been playing with. And again, I got one project back that wasn't as good. But, you know, like this guy that did the Gadget Professor stuff, I immediately did a campaign for New Media Show. I immediately did one for Geek News Central because I loved what this guy came up with. And it's just kind of a cool way. And you don't need just podcast album art. If you guys need a banner or something done, there's lots of people doing cool things over there. So anyway, that's it on that stuff. I've already talked way too much on this stuff, but had the guest from Boss Jock on. BossJockStudio.com was on the New Media Show. Had a great interview with Dave over there, from Dave Mansudo. I've known Dave for many years. And that was that show's getting a lot of views at this point, but I had a great time with him on Saturday. So I do have a big announcement coming, a very, 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 very big one. You guys will kind of be surprised. Maybe not. I don't think I've hinted at it. I did finalize a deal on Friday. There is waiting for basically the third party to get some paperwork signed to me and over. We verbally agreed. I just need a signed piece of paper, and then we'll make an announcement. And hopefully I'll be able to do that soon. This Thursday, I will not be with you. I talked about already. I'm having some meetings with some folks that have come in from the Valley. That happens Thursday evening. So there will be no show on Thursday. Probably try to get a stand-in for you. So just a heads up on that. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. Great week, and things are happening here, and I hope you guys are excited as I am. Lots of good things. Let's just leave it at that. So yeah, I've chit-chatted enough. Let's get into the tech. And thanks for being patient with me here while I'm kind of going through these stages. And you guys know we've been kind of working towards this for a while. And I will say one thing. I had a little bigger aspirations for what I want done with the website, but I think simpler maybe sometime is better, and that I hope has been objectified here in what I put together. So anyway, Spitballs is in the chat room. He says, I like the second one for the Gadget Professor, the balloon with the thumbs up guy in the middle. Yeah, I like that one too. And so see which one Don likes before you mention that. Well, he don't listen to the show. He'll get it in the morning. He won't listen to the show right away. So we'll see which one Don picks. Very, very cool. What do you think of Spitballs? You're in the chat room, man. What do you think of the website? And I'll let you ping on that while we're getting into the first tech article of tonight. And do you like the new live page? Is it just a plain Jane, but it's easy, yeah? Bigger screen, not so small. I might blow it up even more. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but wanted to have it so it'd be easier for me to at least watch the chat room and everything too. So very, very cool. All right, so let's get into the tech. And those of you that are new, we usually talk 10 minutes or so, and I'm obviously on a roll tonight, so I apologize. But we want you to get subscribed. Hit subscribe on the website. You get this thing locked in so that you don't miss a single episode. And those of you that are part of the audience, drop me an email. geeknews@gmail.com. Tell me what you give me your feedback. Don't be afraid to be critical. I hope we've done good. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, love you guys. All right. Nancy Pelosi, of all people, has urged the FCC to reclassify broadband as a utility. And, you know, there's been a number of politicians who have made statements in favor of net neutrality, but this is the first person who is the first, House of Representatives, and she's the minority lead over there, of course, and she's asking that the FCC reclassify broadband as a utility using Title II of the Telecommunications Act, exactly what the net neutrality advocates have been pushing for. So in a letter to the FCC, Chair Tom Wheeler, Pelosi writes that Title II is an appropriate tool to refine modern rules and that it can do so without the FCC overburdening broadband providers. And this is an interesting development here. I guess she goes on to say, I remain concerned that the Federal Communication Commission may act in a way that would permit broadband providers to discriminate against the content consumers and innovators enjoy. Innovators prefer bright line rules and worry the proposed rules would force them into commercial arrangements that require payments of tolls and cash of equity to get their ideas on the internet. You've been listening to the show there, Representative Pelosi, have you been listening to me talking about the toll trolls like Comcast and Verizon? We're going to talk about the effect of the toll trolls here a little bit later in the show. But of all people, I'm kind of surprised it was her that came out on this side. Now, if we could just get, some of her counterparts on the other side of the aisle to come out and say the same thing. Now, I don't know, this audience, where you guys lay on this whole Title II and having internet service providers reclassified, it's a double-edged sword. There's good and bad that goes along with it. I think the main thing that we all want in this country, all of us as users of internet services, is we want faster pipes, faster pipes, and we don't want to pay more. We want to pay our fair share. But we don't want broadband caps, and we don't want those of you that are listening to this show right now to require me to pay a toll to your internet service provider just so I can get my media to you. That's the last. I already pay enough money for broadband. You guys pay enough for your service. Why should, that middleman, they're just greedy, right? So this is kind of an interesting move and an interesting announcement. Now, at the same time, you guys are going to love this. You guys just got to love the wording that groups like AT&T said. So AT&T, they came out today. They said 10 megabits is too fast for broadband. 4 megs is enough. AT&T and Verizon have asked the FCC not to change the definition of broadband from 4 megs to 10 megs, contending that the 10 meg service exceeds what most Americans need today to enable basic high-quality transmissions. From the article, individual cable companies... So this was an article that was on, where was this at? The National Cable and Telecommunications, so NCTA, the people that AT&T, Verizon, and all these groups pay, they pay these people to represent them, their association, right? It's probably an association made up of like five companies. They've agreed with AT&T and Verizon. The commission should not change the baseline broadband speed threshold from 4 megs. You know, if the FCC doesn't change the threshold for broadband, and if they don't increase it from 4 to 10, I'm sorry. This country is going to continue to slide to the left from a speed standpoint, and we're going to continue to get left in the dust. If you look at how we stack up, we've talked about this many, many, many times on this show. If you look at how we stack up from like the top 25, we're like barely like 15th or something now. We're less than half compared to the rest of the modern world. So they say the 4.1 meg connection is still sufficient to that perform the primary function identified in Section 706 of the Telecommunication Act, high-quality voice, video, and data. They must be going to Colorado, and that group must be hanging out at those herb shops, and they must be spending some of the money that we've been giving them on bags of that green stuff, that they have to be smoking something to say this. Well, not it is. It's about their business, because then they would be forced... They would be forced to open the pipes up and maybe spend a little of that hard-earned cash, some of those profits, on increasing their broadband speed. It's pretty bad when my mobile phone, sitting here right now, today, in Honolulu, is faster from a broadband connection than what my mom can get in Michigan, where she lives outside of a city limit. My phone is faster than what she can get for speeds today. Now, you think about if you had to come home every night, and many of you probably do that listen to the show, you come home every night from your job and maybe where you've got high-speed internet and you're stuck in this slow lane, or maybe you're using a huge satellite or something like that. Don't tell me you don't get pissed off and get frustrated. I would. You know, with these kids, the way they're connected now and everything is done online, we're all online junkies. Let's just say it. We all have a problem. You know, we gotta get the internet fixed, and we'll have to have some talk about that too. But this is insane what these folks, and it's just laughable. And I have so much fun. This type of an article comes across, I'm like, oh my God, this just gives me like 10 minutes of fodder to have fun with. But, this is what they think. This is how they think. It boggles the mind. Do you think they go home at night and can actually look at themselves in the mirror after saying some stuff like that? You know, down in their hearts, deep, deep in their hearts, when they go home, you know, their wives are, a husband or wife, they come home from work, they're working from AT&T. And, you know, can you imagine dad or mom? What are you guys doing over there? Are you kidding? Are you really saying this? Did you draft this up? Because there's no one in this country that would think that was a reasonable comment. It blows my mind. It really, really does. Okay, so I'll share one thing on Comcast. You ever connect to Comcast's free Wi-Fi? Beware if you do. Comcast is using, listen to this, this sounds like a hacker term, packet injection. Comcast is using packet injection to push its own ads via their Wi-Fi service. So they're using packet injection to send you ads on pages that you're watching. Let's say you're hanging out in a coffee shop. They got the Comcast broadband there. We've got Time Warner here. You know, many places you can get Time Warner Wi-Fi. I come over to Geek News Central, check on what's going on at the website, and all of a sudden I see a Comcast ad run across my screen. I think my brain would explode as an owner of a website. But you're already paying for that service. They're making it available to you for free as part of your benefit of being a customer. But So they're using packet injection. Okay, I'm a hacker. I know that the technology exists to do packet injection on Comcast Wi-Fi. Why don't I just, as a hacker, go out and do some packet injection on Wi-Fi and then, you know, own some of your guys' emails and bank accounts and whatever else you're doing, probably you shouldn't be doing on Wi-Fi. But Comcast told Ars Technica and that their program begun months ago. It's designed to alert customers that they are connected to Comcast Xfinity service. Other ads remind web surfaces to download Xfinity apps. Comcast spokesman Charlie Douglas told Ars in a telephone interview. The advertisement may appear about every 7 minutes or so. He said it may last for just seconds before trailing away. Douglas said the advertising campaign only applies to Xfinity's public available Wi-Fi hotspots and dot the landscape. Comcast customers connected to their own Xfinity routers in their home when they're home, excuse me, I said that already, are not affected, he said. Yeah. You think? It's a courtesy. This is a courtesy. Jeez. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, tomorrow's the big day. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But Apple this morning announced that their email alerts are going out on the iCloud. So, you know, that huge cast celebrity nude pictures. I haven't seen any of those yet, by the way. Not that I went looking for them, but usually they're all over the internet. You find them at some point. To be honest with you, I don't even know who half the celebrities were. That tells you how out of touch I am with the celebrity stuff. But it was said that the leak happened due to the iCloud breach. And Apple investigated and found out that while there was no problem with iCloud itself, the leak had occurred because those celebrities' accounts were basically targeted. And nevertheless, the company promised better iCloud security. So now, if your iCloud is accessed, dear, your name, your Apple ID, and it gives you the ID, was used to sign into iCloud via a web browser, date and time. If you recently signed into iCloud, you can disregard this email. If you've not signed into iCloud recently and believe someone may have accessed your account, you should reset the password at my Apple ID. If they are able to social engineer it once, don't you think they could social engineer it twice? That's the question. At the same time, they think that Apple's going to try to shut this down. The hackers have put out what's called a game called Flappy Bird. And it's basically used to, they're using malware to obtain private photographs from compromised Android phones. The hackers swap snaps of, let's see, what do we got here? How do they do this? It's a fake Flappy Bird app that steals people's photos from Android phones before they are uploaded to a server. And so this app now secretly downloads all the phone's pictures to the server when the game is running. And so if you be advised, be careful what apps you're downloading and make sure that you're looking at the manufacturer of them. And if you don't know who the manufacturer of an app is, go to their website before you download it to make sure you know who you're dealing with. And it's just going to continue to go crazy. And also, of course, hackers have launched an Apple ID phishing campaign. So if you get an email and you think it's from Apple, be very, very careful because they're basically capitalizing on users' increased awareness about the security of Apple online accounts. And they're sending emails out that look exactly like the emails that Apple are sending now and basically trying to get you to click on something you shouldn't. You will notice right away if you, unlike me, I can't spell anything anyway, but if you read the email, it obviously was, the person was a primary English speaker, not because they spent authorization wrong in the email. So that should be a little bit of a clue. You know, generally Apple has pretty good people doing grammar checks, unlike myself. But so again, the fake message instructs user to click on a link. And guess what that does? The link leads to a phishing site that masquerades as the Apple ID login page and harvests credentials inputted by users for later misuse. So be aware, okay? It's best to go to apple.com in your browser by yourself and then try to reset your password that way. Don't click any links, no matter what. All right, tomorrow is the Big Apple announcement, right? Probably many of you will have already listened to the announcements before you listen to this show. So you already know what's going to happen. So we're not going to talk about the Apple announcement because many of you will already have the information in your head. But let's talk about what do we think is going to fail on this particular set of announcements. Here's my prediction. Everyone's been going crazy over the iWatch. Do you guys wear watches anymore? You know, I've got a Pebble. Where's my Pebble? Sitting on the desk. I don't even know where my Pebble. Oh, right here. And those of you that are watching, it's not even charged. You know, wearing this big gaudy, and again, it's cool. There's times I like to use it and go to CES or someplace like that, and I can get text messages on here. But at the end of the day, I take this thing off and because my wrist hurts. I'm not used to wearing a watch anymore, right? So, you know, I'm sure whatever Apple comes up with is going to be a lot more sexy, and the fanboys are going to go crazy, and everyone's going to have one. But what is going to have to be so special about this to make us fork over $300-$400 for an iWatch? I don't know. It's going to have to be pretty compelling, and they're going to have to sway me. So on the next show, we'll talk about if I was swayed or not. But let's talk about Apple's biggest failures ever. You know, obviously, Apple-Lisa was not a good introduction for Apple. They really didn't do good. The Macintosh Portable, but definitely long before its time. The Apple Newton, oh my goodness, that was definitely a huge failure. The PowerBook Duo, and that's going back to 92. That wasn't so good as well. The Macintosh Performance Series, probably many of you never heard about that. E-World, you guys remember E-World back in 94? So again, this is all stuff that, you know, when the Apple was kind of, when you wish you probably bought the stock. Pippin, how many of you remember Pippin? It was a, in the mid-90s, you know, Microsoft was, exploding with Windows 95. And basically, they were trying to come up with what was a gaming machine. And many of you probably, you know, I'm sure some of you have one of those. You maybe not want to admit it. Macintosh clones, I always thought that was a good idea, but, it didn't last too long. They shut that down. And how about the Apple USB mouse? You guys remember that piece of trash? And the Power Mac G4 Cube? Again, these aren't products that were really good, that Apple didn't do real good. So will the iWatch be added to this list of failures? I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's been a lot of pictures online about the new phone. Oh, yawn. I hope they were all fake and they really come out with something cool, because I'm underwhelmed at this point. I really, really am. I'm really, really underwhelmed. So anyway, love to hear you guys' thoughts. I know many of you have an iPhone. I'm with you guys too. I have one too. So I just want to hear. This is the email I want to get from all of you, geeknews@gmail.com. Going to upgrade, going to switch. Just send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. You just put in the subject line, going to upgrade, going to switch. That's all you got to tell me, one or the other, and we'll do a little draft poll. We'll have it here when I come back and be able to report on that. So going to upgrade, going to switch. And switch by mean going to Android or other Windows phone or whatever. I actually saw someone today with a Windows phone. I about fell down. I was like, dude, can I see that? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I've only touched one of these like three times. I said, do you run into other people's Windows phones? He said, not really. So I know some of you guys love Windows Phone, but I'm sorry. It's a great phone. It's, you know, Windows 8. It's, whew. You guys know where I'm at on Windows 8 right now. So anyway, I'm kind of punchy tonight. You notice that? Okay, so let's talk about Canada. Oh, please, my good friends north of us. Please, please, please do this. Canada is trying to unbundle cable TV subscriptions. And this is fantastic. So obviously, United States content providers are really sketchy about this. And they're eyeing and basically spending money to try to get the regulators to not unbundle Canada's cable TV industry. Now, this could really... this could be the beginning of the end. This could really heat things up. So next week, and those of you that listen to this show up in Canada, you need to get on the phone. In Ottawa next week, Disney will be alongside Canada's largest cable operator to lobby against a proposal by the Canadian Radio, Television, Telecommunication Commission, CRTC, that would essentially give consumers the ultimate power to decide what they want to view and pay for in cable. Now, bundling, this is what it's all about. They, you know, they come to say, you want MTV, you got to take the other 25 stupid channels I have. Or if you want this, and the, you know, that's how they force these, you know, it's all racket. But I don't want half that stuff. You know, give me like one sports channel that has like the NFL, and give me maybe something that has NASCAR. And then the rest of it, I don't care. And I don't even watch NASCAR. I haven't watched a NASCAR race in a long time. So I don't even know why I even want to watch a NASCAR race. But, you know, it's, you know, for maybe Indy Series. Who knows, you know, Formula One. But that's about it. I'm not a big sports guy. You take all those other sports channels and... now, some of you listening to the show are like, oh my God, he doesn't, you know, you have 25 sports channels and that's not enough. That's cool. That's you. That's not me. And, you know, living in Hawaii, we're on this time zone thing, you know, and it just seems like when you normally you get ready to, you know, sit down, have a beer and watch a football game, it's like here it's like 9 a.m. It's hardly beer time. I'm like Sunday, I'm just getting out done with breakfast, right? I'm not into football, but, you know, a lot of people are. So I guess that means you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to justify having that beer at 9 a.m. But anyway, long story short, this unbundling could really be big. Disney and others are trying to fight it, but I think it's huge, huge, huge. Go, Canada, go. I got to share with you this very, very cool picture. I love space stuff. I really, really do. And for those of you that are listening, Rosetta, the satellite that's out there, has captured a breathtaking comet view. It's they're taking pictures to get a location on their advanced landing site that's going to be decided this upcoming weekend. And it's just a rock, but it's just so cool to look at this. It was taken from 62 kilometers away. And as you would expect for an image 62 kilometers away, you know, it's not great, but at least it gives you an idea that it opens your imagination. You see this. You look at this asteroid and you think to yourself, my God, where did that come from? Is that part of another planet? You know, what's the story on this? You know, was this ejected from, you know, where, you know, the story this asteroid could tell, and that's what the scientists are going to do. They're going to land on this thing in November. They're going to drill into it. They're going to get some samples, and it's going to be cool. I'm excited about what they're going to do here and see if it, you know, it's maybe going to be just like Mars. Maybe they're going to get a core sample that's going to have some of the same stuff that, you know, is here on Earth. Who knows? You would expect maybe so. But you just look at this and you think a little bit about it and you're like, you're looking at this thing, you know, it's traveling through space at a high rate of speed and it's just out there cruising. And where did this thing come from? This, you know, this is the thing that it makes your mind go, a lot, you know? So I'm excited about this. I really, really am. And we'll see what kind of science comes to you. Isn't it cool time? It's a cool time, isn't it? All right. You like drones? You can have your own. Amazon's got a drone store now. And it's just go to the website and search. I'll have a link up in the show notes for you to take up to. A non-affiliate link will be up on the website. And you can go over and basically buy all kinds of drones and accessories. They got recreational drones, photography drones, accessories. They got all kinds of cool stuff, much to the chagrins of the air traffic control people. But anyway, very, very cool stuff on Amazon there. So specializing in stores and companies that sell these things are probably going to not be happy. But that's what Amazon does. They're a disruptor. All right, parents, I got a link for all of you, for your kids, and even maybe for yourself. A Facebook surfing driver rear-ended a car at 85 miles per hour, and it killed a 89-year-old grandmother. The young lady, the 20-year-old North Dakota woman, is being charged with negligent homicide after the car she allegedly was driving, again at 85 miles an hour, slammed into another vehicle, killing an 89-year-old Minnesota woman. This is just an incredible tragedy. The gal that is charged with this is young, in the prime of her life, was not hurt, and she's probably going to go to jail for a long time. So share these stories so that our kids don't do stupid things when they're in their cars. And if you're an adult and you're texting or gaming in the car while you're driving, please, 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 please stop. If you missed it, tonight was the night of the last supermoon. And we were kind of keeping an eyeball out here tonight. And after the show's out, I'm going to step out and take a peek too. So again, this is the last of the summer supermoons. And it'll be a while before we have another one, all right? Facebook videos gain a counter, just like YouTube. You know, I'm so over counts. I don't count anymore. I don't really count show stats too much. I don't count likes and all that. But if you're into that, feel free to do so. There's a professor at UC Berkeley has created a prototype device that warns of pending quake-related rumbles and could be installed as easily as a home fire alarm. This is pretty cool. This guy used a Raspberry Pi and basically tied it into a home Wi-Fi, and it's attached to basically the warning network that's in California. It's called, let's see if I can get a picture of this thing. Pretty simple, what he's come up with. And it ties into, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom, what's it called? The EEW. That's, I guess, the warning system. But basically, this thing will plug in and have a siren or something attached to it. And then if you're in bed or if you're in the house and this thing goes off, you've got, 5 seconds to get underneath a table or get away from a window or a bookshelf or something. You may not be able to get out of the house, but you could be well on your way to heading there. A 5 second head start in an emergency is, you can get a lot done in 5 seconds. You can get a lot of people's attention and get people moving before the rocking and rolling starts. Over on The Verge, there's a, of course, we're going to have this internet slowdown day on September 12th. And, oh, excuse me, Wednesday, September 10th, wrong day. And if you want to, I need to explore this a little more, and I haven't had time to, but they've got some tools available. Let me actually bring it up. What are they going to do? They got a, I guess they got a, they got a code that they're going to put on the website. And basically, it's encouraging you to tell your, sign a petition with your lawmakers. So I'll probably put this up on Geek News Central and have it there where you guys can participate if you want. But Internet Slowdown Days on September 10th, make sure that you let your reps know how you feel if you haven't already about net neutrality. I saw a very, very interesting article over on CNET. And it's a 3-minute video, but the article itself kind of goes into something that I've experienced myself. I talked about us all being internet junkies, right? And our brains are getting jacked up. And the reason they're getting jacked up is that we're addicted to social media. And they're saying right now that basically internet addiction can be almost as bad as drug addiction. There's 5 to 10% of all internet users that are unable to control how much they're glued to their screens. This addiction impacts the brain, much like drug and alcohol addictions, with a significant reduction of fractional, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, anseotrophy in several white matter pathways, according to one study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Oh, and heavy social media users might really stink at multitasking, doing far worse than more casual social media users at multitasking, another study says. Heavy media users are used to switching from task to task and appear less able to filter out the inessential and irrelevant information while multitasking. Social media isn't all bad, though, according to the video, which says social media triggers a rise in dopamine levels, which makes you feel happy. Learns all about these effects and more by checking out the video that I have linked up in the show notes. So I think one thing, you know, I got to thinking about this. Yeah, you know, it took a couple minutes. So, you know, I'm the social media junkie. And I got to thinking here, what do I need to do in this show to help you guys be less addicts of internet content? Do I need to spend more time on articles? Give you a little more time, not just the 60-second soundbite on a per article basis. Tonight, I probably have 30 articles loaded here tonight, about maybe less than half the way through, and we're already, you know, almost, you know, out of time. So I'm going to speed up here a little bit and get through these. So, you know, I try to put stuff in the front of the show that I want to spend more time on, and then I try to put stuff in the later part of the show I go faster through. And sometimes it's probably hitting you so quick, you know, you basically can get a glass of water and I'm through three articles. And we want you to be plugged in with me all the time. But at the same time, I think we all have to take some time away from the computer once in a while and have a no device day. And it's hard. it's really hard to, you know, lay the phone and shut the computer screen off. But I think for our sanity and for our mental stability, I think we all should do that more. And of course, we don't want you to give up the show at all, but definitely think about that as you feel yourself getting a little too deep into the tech. Over on Engadget, they have a great video of a Honda self-driving vehicle. This is really, really cool. And I'm really can't wait for the day where I can get in my car and say, take me to school, or take my kids to school, or whatever it may be. Wherever I want to go, and then I can sleep, do stuff on the computer, absorb more social media, be on Facebook, all the stuff that we just talked about. But I think this self-driving stuff is going to be awesome as we go forward. How many of you follow celebrities on Twitter? Do you think you're really listening to the celebrity tweet or post Facebook postings? Largely not. There's a high ratio of celebrities that don't do their own tweeting. They have an assistant do that. So just also remember who you may be getting input from when you're following these types of celebrities. And if you didn't know that already, I'd be surprised. But there's an article about it right now. Also, we talked about the toll trolls. AT&T and Verizon are finally giving customers decent Netflix quality. So if you're one of those two broadband customers, your Netflix has apparently gotten better. Has it? Love to hear if it hasn't. Geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely send that over. Google is, this is really geeky stuff here. There's an encryption out there called SAH-1. They feel that it is highly compromisable here in the near future. And Google is pushing, along with other internet providers, other browser providers, Microsoft and Mozilla, are trying to depreciate certificates using SHA-1 encryption. So if you're a geek like me and you have SSL certificates and stuff on your website, start looking at some of this and maybe thinking about moving to a different certificate instead of using the SHA-1. If you still are, it might be time to move. Now, they got breath analyzers for alcohol. They can take a hair sample and detect drugs. There's all kinds of cool things that they can do to determine what you have ingested or what is wrong with you by a simple test. Well, researchers are now testing a breathalyzer for cancer, specifically lung cancer. For doctors catching lung cancer, it can be pretty tricky, even on a good day. That's why now they're pretty excited about a study that's been done by the European Respiratory Society in Munich. Basically talking about the study saw 82 people, 40 people with a positive diagnosis and 42 with a negative diagnosis that got tested with a breath thermometer. and this is commonly used for people with asthma. The results, researchers discovered that the patients diagnosed with lung cancer tended to exhale warmer air than those who didn't. And they claim to have found the temperature threshold that seems to accurately signify when cancer is present. So this is only 80 people, folks. This could move on. Can you imagine going to the doctor's office for your normal checkup? And they're like, blow on this. And you're like, okay, you're good. At least for lung cancer. Or, whoops, we got something going on with you. You need a further test. Kind of a cool way to get some early detection. RE code. Microsoft removed the image. We talked about this on the last show. They removed the widget, the image widget after Getty filed their lawsuit. So basically they say we've temporarily removed the Bing image widget beta so we can take time to talk with Getty Images and better understand its concern. So Microsoft wouldn't have done that unless they're very, very worried. If you're a Spotify fan, Spotify is going to let users get a free 30 minutes uninterrupted listening in return for watching a video ad. How long is the ad? The ad is brand-sponsored 15 to 30-second video spots dubbed sponsored sessions. In exchange, you get 30 minutes of uninterrupted ad-free music. Right now, non-paying Spotify users, of which the company counts over 30 million, compared to 10 million who pay a monthly fee for ad-free premium version of the service, have their music interrupted with audio ads akin to commercial ad-supported radio. So that's good news, but they're going to force you to watch a video in order to get the free time. All right. There's a bunch of live blogs all over for the Apple event. I should have said that. Go over to Engadget, go to Gizmodo, The Verge. They'll all have their live stuff. Interesting article over on The Register talking about Snowden. A master blabbermouth, Edward Snowden, is, according to the Swiss, or they say he should be granted safe passage to and from Switzerland in order to testify about surveillance, the country's attorney general has reportedly said. So probably's got some people in the United States a little worried. According to two separate reports in Swiss newspapers Sonntags and Zeitung and Le Matin published on Sunday, Snowden would not be extradited to the United States if he stands as a witness in criminal proceedings or appears as part of a parliamentary inquiry in Switzerland. Just worried about how they're going to get him from point A to point B without the airplane being intercepted and diverted to a country that would put him in cuffs. So no guarantee that's going to happen. All right, the Uber CEO is claiming his company is creating 50,000 new jobs every month. I'm going to tell you, if you're laid off and you are in a metropolitan area that might support Uber, I think this would be a potential way to make some money. It's adding an average of 20,000 new drivers every month. That's huge. You know, is that the real number, considering there was only $142,000 jobs created in the entire United States in August, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics? Do we really think they're creating 20,000, adding 20,000 new drivers each month? That's a very, very curious number. Now, China, is this part of it? Now, the CEO didn't say directly where Uber purported job growth is happening, but it could be in part overseas. There's 70,000 taxi drivers in Beijing. He said hundreds of cities with a population of millions. Even so, Uber Chinese expansion faces stiff competition from local companies. So who knows? We'll see. There's a new Uber-type service that's being launched, I think, in New York that has women drivers that cater to women riders, which is sounds pretty cool. I don't know if that's going to go nationwide or not. A NASA panel is saying that Curiosity needs to quit driving so much and drill more. Basically, this panel said NASA is not getting its money's worth out of Curiosity, according to a review panel looking at seven planetary missions. The senior scientist criticized a nuclear-powered Mars rover, saying it needed to take more than 8 drill samples scheduled for the rest of its mission. It added that Curiosity has done too much driving, which has severely damaged the wheels, and peripheral activities like searching for clouds. As a result, it rated the rover the lowest of 7 missions reviewed, despite the fact that it cost the most. So interesting conclusions. I agree. They've been driving a lot, but they, you know, they're trying to get to a location. I understand why they're trying to get where they're getting, but let's drill some more there, NASA. PayPal and Coinbase are partnering to enable Bitcoin payments. So that's kind of a curious move here. So maybe I will pay in Bitcoin via PayPal soon. In an article, another "We're going to destroy the universe" article, the Higgs boson that everyone was so eager to find last year turns out that it could be the end of everything. In the wrong circumstances, anyway, in his upcoming books, Stephen Hawking notes that once elusive particle could become less than perfectly stable, energy levels of 100 billion giga electron volts or higher. Okay, so 100 billion giga electron volts or higher. Don't start to panic yet, because the massive Hadron Collider now has only smashed together particles at 3.5 tera electron volts per beam. And they say it would take a collider larger than our planet to reach dangerous energy levels. Well, let's hope some other space alien on the other side of the galaxy doesn't decide to do that, because they say it could just collapse it all in on itself. How did the Big Bang happen, right? That's the question. Facebook's value has topped $200 billion on mobile ad optimism. I have yet to click a mobile ad on Facebook. I don't know where they get this optimism. Maybe I've been seeing ads and didn't know it. They definitely didn't look like ads. $200 billion. Have you clicked on a Facebook ad? Please tell me. Have you? I haven't. I'm on Facebook every day. I've never clicked on one of their ads. All right. Running down here to the end. We'll skip that one. I did again. I talked about this new taxi service in New York. It's called... dun, 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 dun. It's for New York City, Westchester County, and Long Island. It's called She Taxis. The service will be called She Taxis, She Rides in New York City because of regulations barring it from using taxi in its name. So it's going to be She Taxis outside of New York City and She Rides in New York City. So the app will be available only through Apple starting September 16th. So you want a lady to drive you, ladies? And if you're in New York City, pick up She Rides app, okay? Home Depot is confirming that as many as 60 million cards were stolen. So I shop at Home Depot every 2 weeks. I'm a homeowner. I've been in there many, many, many times. So I guess I'm going to be getting a whole nother round of credit cards. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Crazy stuff. All right, what else do I have? Let's see. Netflix is going to join the internet slowdown protest. Shouldn't be surprised with that. And final thing here is, I don't even know about this app, so we won't talk about it. That wraps us up. We're doing good on time. Good, good, good. I went quick at the end. So Spitballs, you didn't tell me what you think of the website. Let me see what we've got for email here. I've been getting some emails recently that I've had to read two or three times, because I think some PR people have caught on that I'm reading emails in the show. So you're listening. All of you guys are listening. So if you send me an email and you're promoting a service and you're a listener, please put on the email, "I'm not a PR person," because I got a couple of things I was questioning whether or not these are the real deal. Now, we did get some good articles or some good submissions, and I want to welcome Augustine to the show. The email reads, "Just wanted to send you a note, express my gratitude for such a wonderful, informative podcast." And Augustine is from St. Lucia, West Indies. So very, very cool. Thank you for being a listener of the show. We definitely appreciate you. Tell us, you know, what you ought to do is tell me what it's like to live in the West Indies. I love, you know, I don't know a lot about that area. And maybe the rest of our audience does as well. So definitely kind of give us a 411. And if we were to come there on vacation, where should we go? But again, I don't have a lot of geography history on West Indies. I'd love to hear some St. Lucia, West Indies. Love to hear more. I got an email from Tim. And let's see. Okay, Tim tagged you in a post. Tim, I can't see him. Surprise. Okay, let me see if I can load this. Oh, where's the link there? I didn't find the link. Where is it? Oh, there it is. See post. Okay, so let me load this. Amazon has cut Fire Phone price to 99 cents just 2 months after. I saw this all over the net today, and it really kind of like, okay, I wasn't surprised. But 99 cents. They're obviously having problems selling that. So thanks for sending that to me, Tim. I got an email from Jack. He says, hey, Todd, you're discussing the iCloud data breach about how easy it is to find answers to security questions website ask. I have a solution for the problem. Don't answer the questions correctly. For example, when you asked for your mother's maiden name, you could answer Texas. Or if you were asked where you were born, you could answer Violet. Since most websites only give you 1 to 3 chances before taking another question, multiple hack attempts would not be effective, and you could be consistent with those answers. For the more paranoid or memory challenged among us, you could use a password manager like RoboForm or LastPass and keep those answers in the notes section of that particular website. Jack, I have never done that. Ever. You know, I get email and well wishes on dates that are not my birthday, and I get I get mail that isn't spelled my name spelled all weird, and I know that it didn't come where it came from. So yep, I've done that. Now Jack's not happy with me about Windows Phone. He said another subject. I had mentioned I use Windows Phone to find and listen to your podcast, and you mentioned I didn't say what app I use. Well, at the time, I wasn't impressed with any of the apps. I've since found my new favorite podcast app. It's called Bringcast, and that is its worst flaw. The name doesn't come up on any search for podcast in the App Store. I can download video casts or just stay with audio, rearrange the order I listen to new podcasts. I can even change the double click and triple click button on the earbuds to jump ahead or behind by a selectable amount of seconds instead of just jumping to the next podcast. This is great if the phone is in my pocket, and this even works over Bluetooth, so the controls in my car work the same way. I love it. It has all the feature of my favorite iPhone podcast app, which was Downcast, but even better. Jack, thanks. And yes, you're one of my few people that I know that actually admit to having a Windows phone. Even Rob Greenlee has got an iPhone now. You know, he leaves Microsoft, goes to Podcast One. What does he get? He gets an iPhone immediately. But we all know that he still has his Windows phone. But very cool. So let me see look at the date here. Make sure I'm not reading email. Okay, I'm good still. I got another one here from Tim. And Tim had sent this over last week. And it talked about the Dyson 360. I think I talked about it in the show, but thanks for that. I'll have that up in the show notes. That is a pretty cool vacuum. And I got an email from Todd. And yeah, we'll save this, Todd. It's the idea about another show. Todd is the host of The Elder Divide at elderdivide.com and part of one of our family shows here. So definitely check out Todd's show. But Todd, I'm thinking about that topic, and we'll chat more about that. And also got an email from Jack on our entire Milky Way galaxy, just a dot in the center of a supercluster. I think I had this up in the last show notes. If I didn't, this is awesome. I think I actually put this on Facebook as well. So you'll want to see this visualization, folks. It's like the shizniz. It's really, really cool. So that's all the email from the show. And we definitely want to hear from all of you. Especially those of you that are outside the United States. I want to hear where you listen to the show, how you got turned on to us, why you listen to the show. We want to get to know all of you. And even if you're a listener in the United States, want to hear from you guys too. So, take 3 minutes and introduce yourself to me. I would appreciate that so that we get to know each one and every one of you that are here on a twice weekly basis. I do appreciate your time. And that's why I'm trying to get us out of here real quick to respect that time. But it's been my pleasure to bring you the show tonight, and I hope that you like the new website. I'm just liking the big, fresh, dark fonts, making it easier to read, and I hope that you appreciate that as well. If any of you out there are super duper web developers out there and you think that you might have a better idea, let me know. This website is built on the Genesis platform, so it is pretty easy to manipulate. But again, I want to thank all of you for being here, being part of the Ohana. Hey, if you got value out of today's show, and I screwed up. We've got some new insiders. And those of you that just came on as kahunas and as warriors, I want to thank you. I'll acknowledge you in the next show. I do appreciate your contribution to the show. It is greatly appreciated. And all of you that are continuing to contribute to the show, as well as our big kahunas and folks that are going to join our Warriors Council and stuff, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to become an insider on the show, geeknewscentral.com/insider. There's a link to it on the first column of the website, the only column of the website where all the stuff is now. Go just scroll down. You'll see it. And if you love the show and think we give you value for value, $2, $5, $10, $15, $25 a month, we'd appreciate any donation that you can do to support us on a monthly basis. Again, it's been my pleasure to bring you the show, geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, all the places we hang out. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Aloha.